This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomlin is living in two worlds. One is smitten by the resume of Aaron Rodgers and having lost a Super Bowl to Aaron Rodgers and having respect for him as an all-time great quarterback, but also being someone who is obsessed with quarterback mobility. And he's not going to get that from Rodgers. But since he's in the market for quarterbacks and there is an extremely mobile one available, he's going to at least look into the guy. And especially because the consensus seems to be that this is not a Jackson Dart situation. It's conceivable that when the Steelers are on the clock, say, in the third round, that Jalen Milroe would still be there. And I think Tomlin is trying to figure out if he deems Milroe worthy of being one of these guys. Okay, taking a swing is going after a guy in the first round. But sometimes you just need to move the runner over or hope that you get a seeing eye single. And that's really the equivalent of taking a quarterback in the third round. It's not a big swing. You're still in the batter's box. You're still taking a cut. But you're not really putting all your plums on the table.
Your goal is that you reach base.
Yeah, and I think that's... And you know what else I think might be in play here? This is just me completely, you know, this is extemporaneous thought.
Isn't that what we do?
And by the way, Donnie's got extemporaneous thought coming up the next time
and he's got,
he hosts.
That's right before impromptu hour.
Well, he knows impromptu. Donnie knows the definition of impromptu. It's the extemporaneous thought.
There. Yeah, that's going to be Saturday morning right in the middle of Bucko talk.
We could go through every forensics category. We could have declamation minute here.
Anyways, wasn't your mom a forensics teacher?
Still is.
Congratulations on all her
success. I did declamation. That was my thing.
Anyways, does she like CSI?
CSI?
Isn't that a forensics show?
Different forensics, man.
Cold case?
No, forensics is public speaking that my mom teaches.
Well, don't you
CSI
think that,
is the show.
Don't you
about,
think that
like,
that's misleading that there's forensics
forensic
with
files?
Don't you think that that's misleading?
I mean, there's
that
forensic
there's those
accounting,
forensics?
Pony.
Well, maybe we need to invent more words so people don't get confused by all the forensics out there.
Who
Just
do
saying.
You think has like the lays claim to the most like official title of it? Like
forensic files.
Oh, because you say so.
But anyways, I do think this is just me rifting here.
Riffing.
Now I'm turning into Crowley. Am I? Am I doing it on purpose or not? It's up to you to figure out.
I can never tell.
Jalen Hurts just won a Super Bowl, and Tomlin liked him and didn't pull the trigger. Really liked him to the point where Hurts went on the Kelce podcast and said,
I thought I was getting drafted
by the Steelers when I saw that Pennsylvania
area
number
code.
Pop up.
I don't know, man. I just, that's such, it might be Tomlin's thought process, but it's such a,
well, wait a minute.
A flawed comp.
There's a difference between you and me and others thinking it would be a wasted pick because Jalen Milroe wasn't good at Alabama last year. He's a raw piece of clay, and the Steelers aren't going to be able to cultivate. There might be talent there. There might not be. There's probably a better chance there isn't. But the off chance that there is, you don't trust the Steelers to find it. There's a difference between that and Mike Tomlin and the Steelers possibly drafting him and trying to uncover or unfurl, like, whether or not that's going to happen. Like, I do think that it's in play now that they're scouting him to this degree. And I would even go as far as to say, I think there's a better chance they take Milroe in the third round than Jackson Dart in the first.
Well, I think there is a better chance of that, too.
All the clues, have you noticed this with Dart? None of it seems to be Steelers related.
It's all, I told you yesterday, it's all agent driven. His agent is working overtime to gas him up.
Until I hear someone who I trust tell me, no, you're wrong. The Steelers really, really like this guy.
Dulac trashed the notion again today in his chat. He just basically poo-pooed it.
And he we know who he might be getting it from or adjacent to who he might
be
getting
it from. We know he's very close with Art Rooney.
Not that I think Rooney would like want to spill the beans or give him tea on that, but we've talked to people who watch Tomlin basically take over Senior Bowl practices, and Jackson Dart might as well have been one of the Senior Bowl cheerleaders that they invited from Mobile High School to work the event, or a popcorn vendor.
Might as well have been Chris Oladokun.
Had no interest in the guy. Spent no time on him.
I mean, my problem with,
acted like he didn't exist there.
My problem with Dart is sort of the same problem I have with Milroe. Milroe, they're both raw in different ways. Dart comes from an offense where the coach just schemes up these one-read situations. And then Milroe, obviously, is, even by his, I think, supporter scene, as an unpolished stone here who's got to have a lot of like seasoning to become a more ready-made NFL quarterback. And he's a project. They're both, in some ways, projects. And I just do not trust the Steelers to do well with a project at that position. Like, why would I look at Mike Tomlin's quarterback record after Ben and what he's done since? And why would I look at that guy and say, yeah, he's the shepherd. He's going to bring Jalen Milroe along. He's going to take all of Jalen Milroe's physical attributes and put him in a situation with a coordinator who gets the most out of him. And as his head coach who makes the big in-game decisions, trust him and empower him to do big things. You want to know why Jalen Hurts won a Super Bowl? He was surrounded by the best roster in the league with an offensive coordinator who knew exactly how to cater to his strengths and weaknesses and minimize his weaknesses.
I do think that Milroe is a cautionary tale on people that say wait until 2026 to draft a quarterback. Because I think after the 2023 season, if he had come out then, he would have been picked, especially if he ran that 40 time like he did today.
He did not take a step forward.
He took a huge one back.
Right. Which isn't that, shouldn't that be a red flag in and of itself?
Well, it is to some degree. It's not totally for me, though, because the coaching there changed so much. And I know that the other coach, DeBoer, was at Washington with Penix and the wide receivers they had there.
Okay, I'll go and they went to a national championship. I don't care that the coaching changed. I want a guy in college if he's at Alabama. I don't care what kind of upheaval. Like, show me that a year later into your career, a year older, you're going to be like a calm, steadying force.
Right.
Don't get caught up in the wave.
Yeah. He did. There's no doubt. And he had that fumble at the goal line in the championship game or the playoff against Michigan. The game before that against Georgia, they won, but it was not like he was more of a caretaker than he was a playmaker.
These guys that entice Tomlin and infatuate, you know, any coach or keep him up at night as a defensive mind because they're so mobile, they're so fast. That's only really useful, and you can see it with Fields' very spotty career so far, if you show some polish as a passer.